From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says if a U.S.-Russia ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. His comments come at UN Security Council meeting Wednesday, 2 days after an attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo that killed 20 people. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
Kerry said it is very hard to separate people when they are being bombed indiscriminately.
To restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded. And if that happens, there's a chance of giving credibility back to this process.
Kerry said such a ban would prevent Syria from doing what it has done so often in the past, which is to attack civilian targets with the excuse that it is going after al-Nusra. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
A boat carrying migrants capsized Wednesday in the Mediterranean off Egypt's northern coast, killing 30 people and triggering an operation in which another 150 people were rescued, according to officials. The vessel overturned near the port city of Rosetta, and the total number of people on board was not immediately clear. Some 60 schools and universities in eastern Canada were evacuated Wednesday over a series of bomb threats, including one received by police. However, it appears that they were bogus. No bombs were found. An administrator says the schools remain closed throughout the day as police conduct another sweep of the schools. Classes are to resume in the morning. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting between Yemeni government forces and Shiite rebels for control of the heights overlooking the strategic Bab al-Mandab Strait has killed 17 combatants, according to a loyalist commander Wednesday. The waterway connects the Suez Canal and the Red Sea with the Gulf of Aden and the Indian Ocean beyond, as well as it's a major shipping lane. The rebels said their news website that they had taken several government-held positions and inflicted lossings in the fighting. The FBI said Wednesday that it wanted to speak with two men seen in surveillance footage picking up a second bag containing a pressure cooker bomb believed to be planted by Rahami in Chelsea on Saturday night. The two left the device on the street and then took the bag. Meanwhile, a lawyer for Afghan-born U.S. citizen charged with bombings last weekend in New York and New Jersey asked a federal judge to schedule his first court appearance for Wednesday, possibly from his hospital bed. Law enforcement authorities in the northeastern city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for the possibility of more protests as they continue to investigate Tuesday's fatal shooting of an African-American man by a black police officer. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Local police officials say the officer who shot Scott felt he posed an imminent threat. Family members insist Scott was unarmed. The protest began shortly after the shooting and extended into Wednesday. Multiple injuries were reported, including about 12 officers. Another demonstration took place Tuesday outside of police headquarters in the Midwestern city of Tulsa, where on Friday an officer killed an unarmed black man standing next to his car. A lawyer for the officer who killed Terrence Crutcher said she also feared for her life and fired when Crutcher reached through a window into the car. Crutcher's family disputes that account. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Students from a school in northeastern Nigeria, from where more than 200 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram, will resume lessons next month and comes more than 2 years after the mass abduction, according to the state government announcement. Chibok became synonymous with Boko Haram conflict when fighters abducted 276 girls from the government secondary school on the evening of April 14, 2014. It sparked global outrage. 2 days of clashes in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital of Kinshasa that pitted security forces against protesters who demanded President Joseph Kabila's resignation has left at least 32 people dead, according to police Wednesday. The provisional death toll for the September 19th and 20th is 32, according to a national police spokesman. You can read more details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.